Well, it's just a fact that some of the people who need to hear the gospel most are the hardest to reach, and that's where Mission Aviation comes in. And there's been some exciting new developments at Mission Aviation, and Dallas Dirksen is here to tell us about it. Good morning, Dallas.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, for people who might not know Mission Aviation's mission, tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian humanitarian organization that works all around the world, and we use small bush aircraft to bring help, hope, and healing to people all around the world through aviation. It's our vision to see isolated people changed by the love of Christ.
You know, it's amazing to think that some people just, you can't get to them except for by airplane. Like in Canada, we do have some remote places here, but that's the case all around the world, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've flown in East Africa, in Asia, and I know many pilots personally who have also flown in Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, places like that. And no matter where you go, it seems that you can always find people where simply getting there is just a huge challenge.
And part of what Mission Aviation Fellowship does is train pilots to do this certain, because this is way more than just flying. There are some other factors involved and some exciting news. You've got some new simulators that you would like to tell us about.
Yeah, that's right. A year and a half ago, we started looking around just to see what kind of technology was available in the simulator world that we might be able to tap into to help us train more effectively. And we found this company. Actually, it's a Canadian company, and it's a new and emerging technology that combines the real world and the virtual world in what they're calling modified reality. Oh. And the level of simulation that this is providing just simply hasn't been available to smaller flight schools before. But because of the advent of virtual reality, now that cost is so much lower, and we're really excited to see the difference that this might be able to make for us in the flight training environment.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the mission of the training, like the training. If somebody's listening right now and think, you know what, yeah, you know, I just feel that tug. I want to share the gospel, but I also want to learn how to fly because it's just something not everybody wants to do. Not everybody's comfortable with heights or anything like that. You do offer training, don't you? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So I'm the director of Prairie Aviation Training Center here in Three Hills, Alberta. And in 2017, MAF partnered with Prairie College to be a part of and to manage the flight school here at Prairie. Okay. So that's where I am. I'm the director here. And it's our goal at PATC to provide very intentional directed training for young pilots who are aspiring to become missionary pilots around the world. Mm. So people who are interested in coming to our program, they would contact the college admissions department, and then they would come. Our program initially consists of Bible and theology training on the Bible campus, and from September through April, they do Bible and theology courses there. Then in May, when much of the other school shuts down, they come out to the airport and we start providing their flight training for them. And for the next 16 to 18 months, we'll take them from 0 hours of experience, and when they finish, they have their commercial pilot license, their multi-engine rating, and their instrument rating, and they're ready to either step out into industry as an industry pilot here in Canada, or to look at the options for mission aviation around the world.
That's fantastic. My goodness. So, excuse the pun, but they'll learn from the ground up. Like, you just want to come in and just have a desire. You start right from there, don't you?
Absolutely. And the partnership with MAF has just been fantastic. Over half of our instructors are experienced missionary pilots who are still with MAF, like myself. And so we've had experience overseas, and we can bring that here into our flight training. And so in addition to the basic flight training that you can get at many schools around Canada, we have that mission aviation knowledge and expertise that we have gained through years of experience. And we're able to share the stories of what God has done overseas, some of the really unique places that we've been and situations we've been in, and kind of help to grow that passion for mission aviation in our students as well.
Well, we just pray that God blesses this ministry and everything that you're doing. Dallas Dirksen from Mission Aviation Fellowship, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Todd. It's been great to be able to talk with you.